Tribute for the Queen by Live Oak with Moss, read by Chestnut Valley. A Silmarillion story pairing Lalwyn Beruthiel. Rated mature, no archive warnings apply. Lalwyn Day. What? Look how happy it is. You must take it back. It's purring and everything. I have a system, Elf. The two women gazed down at the milling cats. 9 black, 1 white, and 1... calico? Isn't she gorgeous? Lalwyn smiled, and Beruthiel ground her teeth against the treacherous flutter of her heart at the sight. That is not the point. Lalwyn turned her bright eyes on the queen, and Beruthiel felt rather proud of herself for not taking a step forward. It is a gift, fair one. Beruthiel pulled the filmy material of her shawl around her shoulders. I did not ask for a gift. Nay, you ask for tribute. And that's what I bring, dear one, on return from every one of my trips away from you. You presume too much familiarity, elf. Lalwyn put her head on one side, and her golden braid slid over her shoulder. Beruthiel watched, mesmerized, at how it fell over the curve of Lalwyn's breast. "Too familiar, my queen?" murmured Lalwyn, drawing closer. "My deepest apologies. I see now I may have been presumptuous in the past as well. Was I too familiar in your bed that night I made you weep with pleasure? Was I too familiar when I whispered your name between your legs until you pressed forward on my tongue, gushing forth wet and hot, and I drank you down every drop? Was I overly familiar when I settled athwart your hips and rode you to completion, you hot and wild beneath me? Did I presume too much to wake with your head cradled on my breast each morning, your arms around me, your lips pressed to my throat?" She reached out and gently brushed a lock of dark hair from the queen's eyes. Beruthiel realized her lips were parted when Lalwyn slid a finger along them. Lalwyn sighed, casting her gaze down. "Forgive me, your majesty. I see now that I've overstepped indeed, not least with my latest gift." She stepped away, and Beruthiel swayed forward, catching her breath at the loss of Lalwyn's touch, at the sudden distance between them. Lalwyn knelt, scooping up the calico cat, and rose. "I shall take my leave, O queen," she said softly, "and take my unwanted gift with me." "Wait," said Beruthiel, and internally cursed herself. "You may leave it. My cats may be good spies, but they are terrible mousers. If this one proves herself on that front, she may stay." Lalwyn smiled, and Beruthiel's heart sped up. "And the other miscreant's unwanted gift?" she asked softly. "That too can remain," said Beruthiel, with an effort to maintain her composure as Lalwyn caught her up in her arms. "Presumptuous witch that she is!" Lalwyn laughed and kissed her, and Beruthiel sighed under her lips. "And to think they call me the sorceress." At their feet, the calico purred, and so did Lalwyn. This has been Tribute for the Queen, written by Live Oak with Moss and read by Chestnut Valley. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, please visit archiveofourown.org/works/2110584. If you'd like to leave a comment for the Podficker, and please do, they're much appreciated, you can find me on AO3 @chestnut_philly. Thank you for listening.